continues from the previous demo. In this demo, we're going to show you how we could create and style the application into a portrait view. So we know for Windows 8 application, we will support different kind of device with different size, resolution, and as well as with different view states. So in this demo, we're going to use Expression Brand, one other feature called CSS Medium Queries, to show you how we could specify different rules for the different display modes in Windows 8. The standard Windows 8 display mode are as the following: Landscape, Portrait, Snapped, Field. The Landscape mode is the default mode, is the one we have been working on it for a while. This time we're going to actually support this app to be showing in the Portrait mode. Brand can show each of these display modes by selecting a different display mode. For example, we could actually go to the device. And what we show here is we have four different view states. So this is the default one, which is landscape. And we're going to actually take a look what this app will look like in the portrait mode. Now, so this is what it will look like in the portrait mode. It's not terribly ugly though, but it doesn't really leveraging or using all the space really efficiently. You could see that. So next, I'm going to show you how we could actually make a better looking application in portrait view that we could actually leverage all the space more efficiently. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to the live DOM, and we're going to actually go back to the style rules. So inside the style rules, what we want to do is we want to make sure everything we will be supporting or we will be adding into the default CSS style is towards the very end. So we're going to put set insertion point, which will make sure everything, all the style you will be adding, will be towards the very end of the CSS. Because we all know CSS has this kind of property that it depends on the order you're going to apply for the CSS, meaning earlier rules will be overwritten by the rules described later in the style sheet. So we want to make sure all the median query support for different view state, but we want to make sure all the styles will be kept towards end, so it won't be overwritten by any other things. Okay, once we've done that, then the other thing we want to do is we're going to go back. And then we're going to actually adding something onto it. We're going to add at medium rule. So it does give you quite a few choices. In this case, we're going to choose the full screen portrait. So it depends on what view state you want to support. You could also choose if you want to support the full screen field view or the snap view. So in this time, we're going to actually choose the portrait view. Select that, and what you will see here is you see there is a new median query property defined here. It says median all, and the view state would be full screen portrait. Next, what we want to do is we want to make sure all the styles we define will be also including or inside of this particular median query kind of scope. So once we do that, then it means everything we do will be actually within this median query parenthesis. Okay, so let's actually start to work on some of the details. The first thing I'm going to show you here is I'm going to actually go back to the game body, and I'm going to actually define some of the style in the game body. So we could do the create element style. And then I'm going to actually go to my cheat sheet, and I'm going to copy the style for the game body. We'll go back, and then this is where we're going to define the columns. I'm going to simply just paste it into it. And same thing, we're going to actually work on the detail for the rows as well. Okay, this is what we're going to specify for the rows. Copy, paste. All right. Now, So if we go back to our cheat sheet, we actually see quite a few other things we need to set. We need to set up the settings, the game size, stats, score, the font button, the game board, start-stop button, game title, the game tagline, as well as the time parameters. So after we actually fill up all those styles, now let's go back to the brand, take a look what's end result. So after we finish editing all the style onto it, we will see this portrait view looks much better than the previous one. And then if you pay attention to what's defined in the default.css, we could see edit towards the very end. Let's take a look at a little larger view of this default. We could see this is where the media query start to apply rules onto it. And we did define everything for the game body, settings, game size, stats, score, start, stop, game title, game tagline, time, and font. So all the things are defined in default CSS.